Michigan Central Station and the Michigan Department of Transportation are creating a so-called Advanced Aerial Innovation Region in Detroit. That's a space where a network of small drones will be developed and put into use on daily tasks. Matt Whitaker is director of the Mobility Innovation Platform at Michigan Central. He tells WDET's Alex McLennan infrastructure will be set up over a 3-mile space in Corktown during the 2-year pilot program.
These drones will be deployed in a number of different pilot operations within this region and all controlled in a way to make sure they're safe for in the air and on the ground.
And what are some of those uses that we'll see in the pilot program?
So we're working through the details, but we expect fully to see operations in medical delivery and pharmacy, food and other small goods delivery. We also expect building and infrastructure inspection to be, you know, a couple of areas where we would see innovation happening over the first couple of years.
One of the stated goals of the program is addressing accessibility issues with good deliveries. I think when people think of issues with delivering goods, they might think of more rural areas than city areas. Can you kind of describe what those issues are that could be maybe addressed by drones?
Yeah, so when we talk about accessibility and safety, it's often actually as a substitute for individuals who may not have access to other modes of transit or maybe more difficult to have those same modes of transit. And so specifically in our environment, are there methods for us to leverage drones to, I guess, supplement those capabilities, bring things to individuals who otherwise may have accessibility or mobility challenges.
So how capable are drones of sharing the sky with not just other drones, but manned vehicles like a plane or say like a medical helicopter? If the sky was full of drones, how would, I guess, that kind of communication happen, or how would that work?
Yeah, so we're actually actively working on the infrastructure to make sure we can tell where drones are flying amongst, you know, what we maybe call non-cooperative other vehicles in the air that aren't part of that same ecosystem. Obviously, the FAA has ultimate kind of jurisdiction here. Our goal is to make sure that we gather the right data to support building operations of drone flights that can prove themselves safe. And so that's our obligation to the FAA and others, is we have to prove it before they would essentially allow these things. To start with, this means that all drones are often being operated by someone who's in visual line of sight. And the goal in the end is to be able to kind of reach an environment where we can fly beyond visual line of sight. Once we have the capability of understanding where the drones are operating, where other things in the air might be operating, and to make sure they can, you know, de-conflict, they can make sure they avoid one another.
And when you talk about the infrastructure that'll have to be set up for the drones, what does that kind of infrastructure look like on the ground?
Yeah, so one of the first phases of the work that we're doing is actually to determine exactly where the infrastructure should go. Michigan Central is centrally located, and it has some unique opportunities. But you know, these would be essentially, you wouldn't even notice it if you were kind of a member of the community. It would be small radio equipment, probably wouldn't look too much different in our environment than, you know, what you might see from like a cell tower. But we would likely be operating within existing on buildings and on other locations to make sure we get the right coverage.
What would it take to deem the pilot program a success over the next 2 years? What are you kind of looking for it to be able to do in order to maybe expand it later on down the road?
So we are trying to enable the technology. We want to see companies come here. So success for us at Michigan Central, I think for you know, Michigan Department of Transportation, is seeing that innovation here that moves us from perhaps, you know, 19th is one metric we've seen in the past of where Michigan sits amongst all states, you know, towards first. We would also be looking to develop the skills training programs to make sure residents of Michigan and of Detroit are the ones who get to benefit from the vast opportunities of, what, a $50 billion expected business in the coming years.
Matt Whitaker is the director of the Mobility Innovation Platform at Michigan Central. He spoke with WDET's Alex McLennan.